Okay, we're very excited this morning. We have Dr. Leah with such a great tip.
It's perfect for now.
Well, it is because I have a grandson. I even forwarded it to my son.
Did you?
Absolutely. So, Dr. Leah, welcome to Chat with Women.
Good morning.
I mean, I was so excited, Dr. Leah, to get your tip because, boy, do we need this mm-hmm. right now. There's so much scare out there about this
swine flu.
And
there is.
There's just so much hype about it. And with children going back to school, we really need to hear your tips. So welcome.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
And this tip is about flu prevention for kids.
Right.
Because, you know, you hear about it, you know, wash your hands and all the stuff you hear about over and over and over again. But for our kids, they are in school and they're touching and crawling all over each other.
That's right.
And this flu, and most flus, is not so much airborne. It's like some viruses you can sneeze on somebody and get a cold. You know, it's airborne.
Oh.
This is if you touch something that someone who is sick touched, like if they wiped their nose, the person who was sick and then touched something, and then you touch it, you can get that virus. And then you touch your face.
Right.
Because it's got to go through the mouth, the nose, eyes. Actually, we can rub our eyes and get viruses in that way.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not airborne, really. I mean, obviously, I guess somebody coughed right on you and it landed on you. That would be one thing.
Well, that's if there's...
But for kids, it's like... we need to have them put Kleenex in their backpacks. We need to give them hand sanitizers and show them how to use it. Because some kids will just blob it on like they're putting on lotion.
Well, I had heard that too much hand sanitizer isn't good either. So.
I agree. And I think I agree. I don't think we should use it every single day. You know, I don't think we should. But during a time when there's lots of issues with colds and viruses going around, it doesn't hurt to use it short term.
Right.
Yeah, I definitely don't believe in using it every day. You know, that's not a good idea because it can break your skin down and it makes your skin more susceptible, I guess, in some ways to infections because your skin's resistant.
Right.
But little bits. It's like if they just use little bits on their hands and not big blobs of it. Vitamin D is also very important for our kids. You hear me hyping about vitamin D all the time for adults.
Yeah, you're the one that made it happen. Absolutely.
Kids need to take it, too.
They do.
Well, and I was interested to talk about the dosage because it's higher than you would think. And and I love the idea that we can give them drops. You can put it in their water or their juice, and they don't have to take a pill.
Because
children, at least my grandson, unless it's chewable, he's not going to take it.
Well, sure, it's hard for him.
And the drops are, I think, there's several different types of drops. But one drop I carry is in coconut oil. It's in a fractionated coconut oil, so it's fine to take. But there are little pills. There's chewable things. I've seen lots of different things on the market for kids.
And what's the dosage, Dr. Leah?
If your child is 50 pounds or less, then do 1,000 units a day with a meal. And I know that sounds like a lot, but it's really not. And then if they're about 50 to 100 pounds, and they're real active, of course, like most kids are, 2,000 units is perfectly fine. Now, over 100 pounds, most kids by that age, of course, depending on their girth and size, I do blood draws on and check their vitamin D levels in their blood. And based on that will depend on how much I give them. Sometimes I give a kid who's over 100 pounds or 110, 20 pounds 4,000 units a day.
Really?
Because their levels are so low in their blood.
Oh, that's good to
know. Now, the reference range is 33 to 100. A lot of medical doctors I've heard tell people, 34 is fine. I mean, that's ridiculous. And I've read many studies that say anything less than 50 is not showing any benefit for the immune system, for anti-cancer effects and anything. And during this time of year, I'm telling my patients, get your levels up to 80.
How do you do that, Dr. Leah?
Well, I'm having, sorry.
Hello?
I'm having...
Is that Tanner? Tanner,
yes.
What's the matter with
Tanner's
you?
Tanner's barking, sorry. I'm having some people take 10,000 a day. So this is adults I'm talking about.
Right.
I'm having some patients take 10,000 a day if their levels are only at 40 at this time of year.
Mm.
I'm like, take 10,000 a day for a week or two to really boost the levels up.
Okay,
and
well, especially with the flu season coming, right?
Yes.
Right.
And for kids, you know, we sort of, We don't neglect our kids, but I think we don't think they need vitamins.
Well, I don't think about it. I think about my grandson who's six needs vitamins, but I would have never thought about vitamin D. You know, we give him the little chewable, but I think I never would have thought about
the
vitamin
additional
D.
Additional vitamin D.
Right.
Definitely vitamin D. So, and there's lots of drops.
So, Dr. Leah, I have a question. Along with vitamin D, should we also be giving them vitamin C?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, definitely. And actually, there's little packets, like Emergency has some packets for kids that have 500 milligrams of vitamin C in them.
I didn't know.
And they're also electrolyte drinks, so it kind of gives them a boost of energy as well.
Okay.
Maybe not do it at night before bed. But also, at most stores, like at PCC, Whole Foods, and most health food stores or vitamin shops, they have tinctures. Tinctures are herbal, they're liquid herbs.
Never heard of that. When I was reading your tip, I was like, what?
Yeah, they're in bottles, and they have a dropper, and they're really strong. It's a really strong way, potent way to get herbs. And if you go, you know, like if you go to a health food store and you go to the health food section, like the vitamin section, they'll have some bottles of various brands that will have herbal tinctures, and they'll say like immune support or respiratory support or different things on the label.
Mm-hmm.
There are some sections that are for kids.
Mm-hmm.
And those kid drops don't have either a lot of alcohol or they don't have any alcohol, because alcohol is used to extract the herbs. And it's in such a small dose, it's not going to cause problems. But most of the time, for kids, they're extracted with glycerin. And so glycerin's used in a lot of these tinctures. And it's a very good way to get herbs into kids when they're sick, because you can put it in water, you can put it in juice, and have them drink it down real fast, and it's much more potent and better than taking a pill.
I thought that another thing you said was really interesting. I had never thought about this, that you don't want them to go back to school until they haven't had a fever for 24 hours.
That's the way it should be.
Yeah, I would think, me, okay, the fever broke in the morning, they're fine. I can see where parents are probably sending them back, but that makes total sense, a whole day of just being okay before they go back.
Yeah, because they could have a recurrence of their fever.
Right.
And they could still be contagious, technically. When you have a fever, you are contagious.
Sure.
Right.
So you want to wait until they show that they're fully recovered. Plus, if they've been vomiting or having diarrhea, you definitely want to, even if they don't have a fever, you want to make sure they've recuperated enough to be able to go back and have energy.
What do you recommend? Because we know that children are going to get the flu this flu season, and maybe not the swine flu, but what do you recommend? Because when they're vomiting, we worry about them becoming dehydrated.
Yeah.
What do you recommend that a parent do if that starts to happen to keep them hydrated?
It's a challenge, but in between vomits, sipping as much as possible, ice chips, anything, because you're going to have some absorption of the fluid in your stomach.
You are, okay.
And in the duodenum. You're going to have some. And so they'll be able to get something in them. And if it's really severe and they're listless and they're, like, they're having diarrhea as well, my gosh. Mm-hmm.
Well, that sometimes happens, right?
Sure.
Yeah, then you need to, I would say they would need an IV or they need to get in.
Right. Okay.
Because you don't want it to get so bad it throws off their electrolytes severely. I mean, actually, when they're sipping in between, those electrolyte drinks are really helpful.
Okay.
Or the Pedialyte pops.
I was going to say, right, they have the Pedialyte popsicles
or
something.
Yeah.
Which is easy to get.
Okay.
Yeah, those are good, too. But our kids, you know, if we can keep them healthy, then it helps keep us healthy.
Because then we don't get the
bugs bringing home.
Well, we're going to look forward to chatting with you next week and do a full show on all the flu and really find out what we can do to protect ourselves.
And people want to call and ask questions about it, too, because I have so many people that are patients that are calling me and, oh, my gosh, the swine flu and what am I supposed to do?
Right. Well, I understand they're not even any longer testing for it because it's like as long, because a lot of times the swine flu isn't, in other words, not people aren't all dying from it, so they're not bothering to test for it anymore.
The CDC has been inundated with all these cultures and tests.
Right.
And so right now, because influenza A, the regular flu, I should say, is not prominent, they're calling anybody that tests positive for influenza A swine flu, mostly because swine flu is a derivative of sort of a type of influenza A.
Mm-hmm.
And if you test positive on a swab, in the past, that swab was sent to the CDC for confirmation, and then they would confirm it. But now, because we have such a weird flu season, it's been going on all summer, it's mm-hmm. only beginning of September, and kids are showing up with tons of flu, or actually students at colleges mm-hmm. are
that's
showing
what
up
you
with
heard
flu,
at Washington
then
State.
That, yeah. They're calling that swine flu.
Right.
Wonderful.
Well, we'll get into it next week, Dr.
Yeah.
Leah. And you know what? Let's put it out to our listeners. If you do have a question for Dr. Leah about the flu, period, call us next week. We'll be happy to take your calls. So we'll look forward to chatting with you next week, Dr. Leah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Give out your information in case they have a question to call you now.
Now. I'm in Bellevue at 425-452-9366. And my website is naturalmedicineforhealth.com.
And, of course, chatwithwomen.com. She's right there. Thank you, Dr. Leah.
Thank you. Have a great day.